the Lord. Say, you brought all this stuff in here, praise the Lord, to the altar, praise the Lord. He began to go to tell you, say, get rid of this and get rid of that, praise the Lord. I want to strip you, praise the Lord, out of everything, praise the Lord. Everything, I want to strip you. What God want to do, he want to strip somebody, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, you're too heavy, praise the Lord.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our elders' message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God, to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Now.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Death on the cross for us, the ultimate sacrifice, shedding of his blood. David says in Psalm 33, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with a psaltery and an instrument, 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song and play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. Is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the thoughts of his hearts to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he had chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looks down from heaven. He beholds all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. But behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Let us pray. Father, we thank you right now on this Mother's Day. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for mothers who stood by and stood over all of us at one time or the other. Lord, we just ask right now that you bless this offering because we offer it to you. We ask, Lord, that you take it and use it like we definitely cannot. Bless the ones that gave. Bless the ones that wanted to give and didn't have it. Even bless those that had it and didn't give. For we all stand in need of your blessing. Yes, yes. Lord, this prayer we pray in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen. All stand. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, tars, and snares, I have already come. So many dangers, so many snares. I have already. But it was your grace and your mercy. Please be seated. So far, and that same grace is gonna lead me. Father, we thank you right now for your grace and mercy. Lord, we thank you for being led by the Holy Spirit. We just thank you right now for all of the mothers. Lord, we know that mother is not a thing of perfection. But we thank you, Lord, that we can have good mothers. We can have virtuous mothers. We can have ideal mothers. Right now, Lord, if it's your will, I may say something to draw men, women, boys, and girls to you and not drive them away on this Mother's Day. Lord, we thank you. We give you the praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Once again, happy Mother's Day. And you know, I say to all the mothers, but all of us get a chance to enjoy Mother's Day. Amen. Amen. It's another occasion to eat, drink, and be merry. Some more merry than others. Amen. Amen. But it's a good time. I believe that if mothers had to celebrate all by themselves, it wouldn't be as much fun. So the rest of us get to fall in line and help mama have a good time. Giving honor to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Godhead, Dr. Huey Lawson, our Pastor Emeritus, Reverend Rodney Lonix, Minister Cindy Humphrey, all of the mothers and all of the rest of you, it's a good day. We've had a good time. And I know full well that there's a lot of merriment waiting to be had at mama's house. Amen? Amen. Amen. So we're not going to prolong the time. This was designed to be a sermon series that I started last week. And I thought about setting it aside because this is Mother's Day. But I believe I can incorporate a little bit about mother into this second part of a three-part sermon series. Last week, we talked about the pursuit of happiness. Amen. Over in 1 Timothy 6 chapter, verses 5 through 11. 1 Timothy 6 chapter, verses 5 through 11. And we're going to use those same focal verses today. And we'll rehash them a little bit for you. I'm going to read those verses for those of you that may not have had the benefit of being here last week. But before I read, let me say this. We all want to be happy. And I started this sermon series because my wife told me that as much good as happening in my life, that I should be happier. My wife told me that. So you always stressing, you always got an issue, you always worried about us, you worried about Mount Calvary. She said, when I turned 61, she said, you know what? In 9 years, you'll be 70 years old. She said, you ought to be happier. So I thought about it. I said, well, you know, you might have just inspired a series. So we're talking about the pursuit of happiness. But the number one person I'm preaching to is me. Now, if it helps somebody else, that's good. But I'm preaching to Ronnie. The pursuit of happiness. 1 Timothy 6, 5 through 11 says this. Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love, let me say that right, the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So our main subject is the pursuit of happiness. Last week, we talked about contentment and generosity. This week, we're going to talk about love. The pursuit of happiness, subtitle, love. Amen. Y'all remember Al Green said L-O-V-E, love? You know Al's a preacher now, too, huh? Love is the sweetest four-letter word I know. Amen. Now, there are some bad four-letter words. Hell, hate, lust, envy. Those are all four-letter words. Then we have the really bad four-letter words. Blankety blank. Blankety blank blank. Blankety blank de blank. But love is a good four-letter word. Today is Mother's Day, and we know that mothers have a supreme love, a mother's love. You can't duplicate it. You can't copy it. A daddy can't have it. I've tried all my life, but I just can't have a mother's love. No matter what I do, no matter how hard I work, no matter how much support I give to my children, I'm not going to ever take the place of their mom. Amen. I can't cook. I can't wash no clothes. I don't sew too well. I try to cuddle a little bit, but a mother's love is supreme. Amen. Then we know that God is our heavenly Father. And we know that God's love is the most powerful love. Then we got Jesus as our Savior, and we know that Jesus is love. He is the physical incarnation of God. He is living proof of God's love. So if we want to be happy, if we want to pursue happiness, then we ought to pursue love, L-O-V-E. Can I get a witness? Because hate and anger doesn't make you happy. Amen. All it does is raise your blood pressure, cause cholesterol to get in your veins, make your chest hurt. So if you want to pursue happiness, pursue love. Now this kind of love goes way past that romantic love. Now I know that, you know, that has its place too. Huh? Romantic love, you know, everybody want to have somebody. That's what Dean Martin said. Everybody loves somebody sometime. Amen. But this is supreme love, agape love. This is the love of God for man and the love of man for God. All the girlfriends in the world can't give you that kind of love. Can I get a witness? Now, in our text, the Apostle Paul, and I'm not going to be too long, I promised you. Paul gives Timothy a little instruction in the right and wrong kind of love. Verse 9 is what we're going to dwell on today, 9 through 11. 9 says, but they that will be rich, now listen carefully, fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in the destruction and perdition. Now, when you quote unquote will be, that was the vernacular for the language of the day during King James time. It simply means when you want to be rich over when you want to be happy, that's destruction. And that ain't love. Can I get a witness? Amen. If you see, listen, if you wind up being rich while you're being happy, that's one thing. But if all you want to do is be rich, you're not worried about love, you're not worried about happiness, then that's destruction. And that'll break your heart. Can I get a witness? Amen. If all you're worried about is making a budget, for years, all I wanted to do is make rank. Fighting and hooping and hollering got my head busted. All I wanted to do is make rank. Found out that wasn't necessary for me to be happy. Now I'm gone. And I'm happier than I ever been as far as the job goes. Can I get a witness? Verse 10 says this, God gives us things we need. Money is one of them. Money is one of the things we need. Listen at verse number 10. For the love, now I didn't say money, I said the love of money. The love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Money will break your heart. Even having money will break your heart. You see, money itself is not bad. We use it in our homes. We need it. We use it here at Mount Calvary. We even ask for it here at Mount Calvary. Can I get a witness? We even pray for it. There's nothing wrong with praying for money. Amen. The old school preachers, you said you're not supposed to pray for no money, but if you need money, pray for it. Can I get a witness? But when the love of money replaces the love of God, that's when faith dissipates. That's when you start believing your money will do more for you than God will. And you can't do nothing then. I don't care how much money you have. If you don't have the love of God, faith gets up and walks away. Money. Listen to verse 11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. Paul talking to Timothy, telling him what to tell his congregation. Flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Now notice something. Notice that in the middle of all these descriptions is love. Huh? Love is in the middle. Because let me tell you something. Love should be the center of all your emotions. Can I get a witness? Even when you have to chastise your children, you ought to remember and you ought to have love in your heart, because it's a difference in a beating and a whipping. Can I get a witness? True love promotes true happiness, and it shows concern for your fellow man. It promotes decency. It gives strength to marriages, to friendships, to jobs, families, and even churches. When we stop loving each other here at Mount Calvary, we're going to be in a bad shape. Can I get a witness? Whatever we do, wherever we go, we ought to show some love. Isn't that right? Love helps our children to thrive. And see, if you're in the pursuit of happiness, then you need the love of God and the love for God. 1 John 4:8 says this, he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. So if you want to holler about your love, your fellow man, amen, and you don't love God, amen, you're a lie and the truth ain't in you. Can I get a witness? Because you can't love without having the love of God. And you're not going to be happy until you have that love. I don't care how much money you have, how much money you need, the love of money is the root of all evil. Now hear me well. The really amazing thing about love is this. It can grow. Love can start off like a little twig and grow into a full-grown tree. Because love adds daily. Can I get a witness? See, 37 years ago, I loved my wife. But today I love her even more. Amen. I've grown. I know her better. We have a family. As much as I loved her back then, that love has grown. But I've got the love of God. So if you want to grow in your marriage, if you want to grow in love, you need to get Jesus. And you ought to pursue happiness. Because if you're not loving, you're not happy. Can I get a witness? Amen. Walking around with a frown on your face. And when you find out that you're in love all by yourself, that's when that frown turns. That frown will make you look like a clown. But one thing about God, if you love God, he's going to show enough love you back. And that'll make you happy. It makes me happy. How about you? 1 Thessalonians 3:12 says, may the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love, huh? Toward one another and toward all men. And then one more thing, let me ask, you got to love yourself. Amen. Well, a lot of us walking around with self-hatred. We look in the mirror and the person we see, we just don't like. You got to learn how to love yourself. Got to learn how to forgive yourself. Go down on your knees and tell God all about it. Say, Lord, I love my fellow man, but I also love me some me. And if you love you, you ought to want to get Jesus. If you love you, you ought to want to be saved. If you love you, you ought to want to go to heaven and not that other four-letter word. Is there anybody here that's chasing after happiness? I don't know about you, but I want to be happy. I'm tired of frowning all the time. I want to be glad, so glad. Every emotion God gives us ought to be centered in love. We should be in the pursuit of love if we want to be happy. Love is happiness, and happiness is love. Do you remember the first time you felt like you fell in love? That little girl with the pigtails sitting over in the corner of the classroom. And every time you look at her, you get all flurry-eyed and butterfingered. Heart get the beating fast. Amen. And she pretend like she's not looking at you, but she's really looking at you out the corner of her eye. Recess comes, and you grab her by the hand. Amen. When school is over, you pack her books home. Can I get a witness? And you think you're in love. L-O-V-E, love. But a few days later, somebody else packing her books. Can I get a witness? And now you're sad. You got tears of a clown, like Smokey say. Can I get a witness? But if you want to be happy, if you want to be glad, you ought to get Jesus. Is there anybody here that knows about Jesus? Let me tell you what real love is. Real love is marching up a nasty hill. Real love is letting them stick you in a side. Real love is letting them put a thorny crown on your head. Real love is praying for the same ones that's trying to kill you. That's real love. Real love is 3 days later, could have stayed in the grave. Real love is getting up 3 days early Sunday morning and saying, all power, all power, all power in heaven and in earth is in my hand. Good evening, Mount Calvary. Good evening, Mama. Good evening, Daddy. Do you want to be happy? Say yeah. Do you seek after love? Say yeah. Then you ought to get Jesus. Get love if you want to stay loved. You want to get the kind of love that won't leave. Now, if you want to get that fickle love, then get somebody else. But you might not have a significant other. That's the way my children teach me how to say it now. You might not have a significant other, but you got a significant Savior. And I invite you to Jesus right now. There might be somebody that wants to come. If you're searching after happiness, you're trying to get happy, I invite you to Jesus. And then if you know Jesus already, and things just get on your head like Pastor Humphrey, then I invite you to go down on your knees. That's what I'm doing lately. I'm praying more and more. I invite you to Jesus right now. Come on. Oh, how? If you're pursuing happiness, then you're pursuing Jesus. Because without him, you just can't be happy. There might be somebody. You might want to come by letter, by Christian experience. You may be a candidate for baptism, but come on. And the reason is because he first loved me. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody. Come on and get happy. Come on and get love. Oh, how. Oh, how I love him. Say that again. Oh, how. You're pursuing happiness, pursue love. Oh, how. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I love him. And the reason is, this is why. Because he first